5266. In a few moments, we will be going to Sarika Mehta with her interview with Michael Pacheco. But now, we want to hear from you. 877-500-5266. Support the only media outlet that's making a space for this kind of information, for Ali Abu Nima and for Mr. Pacheco to tell about what he has learned in putting his book together. And we'll learn all about it in a few minutes. Right now, we want to learn about the amount of your radio bill and how you wish to pay it. This is the only bill that you get to set the price. You get to set how your method of payment, whether you'll put it all on a credit card all at once, whether you'll write a check or set up a monthly little bit every single month. However you do it, just do it now. 877-500-5266.
That's right. And as my friend Sam pointed out, this is a wonderful day for bicycling. It's a beautiful day out there. As I mentioned, that nice warm breeze. It's a terrific day for bicycling. And KBOO has a bike show put on by dedicated volunteers. That's a great show. I've listened to it often. I no longer bicycle, but I listen to the show. And those people put a lot of work into their show. They really do. And I talk to them before it goes on. And I know how much heart and soul they put into it. So you can contribute what you can. I understand you don't have time, or you don't have the ability to get down here right now. But what you can do is just pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. You'll be pledging your support of this wonderful May Day. You'll be pledging your support of this wonderful sunny day. You'll be pledging your support for bicycling. But you'll mostly be pledging your support to KBOO, a particularly valuable resource in this community. Portland's a great city, and I know you appreciate living here. That's why you live here. And I also know you appreciate KBOO, and that's why you're listening to us right now. Sam and I aren't going jingling a coin cup to General Electric or Bechtel or Halliburton because they wouldn't give us money, because the information we give you isn't the information they want you to know. But you out there in Radio Land, you wonderful, wonderful, lovely listeners can pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. You would have thought with me saying it often enough, I'd get it right. It's 877-500-5266. Please call us very soon, and I want to thank everybody who's called already.
All right, thank you very much, guys. Thank you for listening and supporting KBOO Portland. We're about a half hour away from Black Book Talk at 11 today. Host Patricia Welsh, Emma Jackson Ford, and O.B. Hill interview award-winning young adult author Sharon Draper about her work. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. Not a member? Well, the time to change that is right now. Membership drive is on. Celebrate and support. 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm is the way to give. Coming up next, we've got Between the Covers.
I pledge allegiance
to the drive
of KBOO 90.7 FM
and to the community
for which it stands,
one station,
non-corporate
and non-commercial,
with free speech
and justice for all.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Grendel's, a neighborhood coffee house offering organic coffee, sandwiches for breakfast and lunch, and Wi-Fi. Proud to support KBOO, Grendel's is open every day at East Burnside and 8th. Information at 503-595-9550 on Facebook or at grendelscoffee.com. Also, thanks to Mobilizing Local Culture, a University of Oregon arts management workshop in Portland, June 23rd through the 28th, showcasing the ways in which local culture mobilizes to make a difference in neighborhoods across the city. More info at aad.uoregon.edu/summerintensive.
Good morning, and thanks for listening to Between the Covers on KBOO Community Radio. This is a special membership drive episode of our show. I'm Sarika Mehta, and I'm here in studio with Salem-based author Michael Pacheco. He is the author of Angels, Demons, and Chop Chorizo, a collection of cuentos. Michael is a former attorney-turned-lawyer, born in the Chihuahuan Desert of northern Mexico. His family moved up to the Pacific Northwest when he was a child. He remained in established roots here, graduating from Kennewick High School and receiving his Bachelor of Arts degree from Gonzaga University and his JD from Willamette University. So welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you, Sarika. It's my pleasure.
Let's begin. We were having this great conversation before we started about, you know, where you grew up in, like I said, in the Chihuahuan Desert. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your family and the experience of moving from Mexico to the Pacific Northwest. Do you remember much about that journey and the transition?
Actually, I remember a lot. And people don't believe me. I think I have memories of being in my mother's womb.
That is quite a memory.
That's how far back my memories go. And in fact, I have several short stories I've written about my childhood years, and they're fictionalized, but they're based on actual memories. We were a fairly typical Mexican family in the sense that we traveled with the seasons, the crops, literally when they were ready to be picked, the strawberries in Seattle, Bellevue area. We lived in little shacks that the farmer would provide for us. We'd head back south and pick cotton. Well, my parents would pick cotton. I was too little. But I would watch the kids. There's 10 of us kids. And me being in the middle of the 10, I took care of the younger half while the older half went and picked cotton. That's the basic history. My sister, in fact, you and I were talking about this, took up marching for farm workers when she got older. Mm-hmm. She was one of the ones that I took care of in the car while the parents picked cotton. She marched with Cesar Chavez and has her own colorful history to tell you about growing up, moving up. We traveled through California, of course, the agricultural valleys there, very rich valleys, and Oregon, Washington, parts of Arizona, Utah. Got a lot of traveling, you know. If we were flying, we'd have a lot of frequent flyer miles.
How did you all end up in the Pacific Northwest?
Well, it was basically my father who, he was very forward-looking. He thought about the children as we were growing up, and he knew that education was very key to a successful and stable future. And so he enrolled us in schools there. In fact, I basically grew up on the Yakima Indian Reservation in Toppenish, Washington there. And I think he knew that without a solid educational foundation, we weren't going to get very far. We could see it all around us, the alcoholism, the depression of, you know, the Indians living on the reservation, the violence, the domestic abuse, all that. He wanted us to rise above that. And the key, the vehicle, would be education. And so we settled in the valley there, the Yakima Valley. And sure enough, everybody started doing well in school because they always, you know, enforced. We weren't quite like the shark moms who, you know, bear down on the children. But yeah, they told us, you need to do well. Do your homework before you go play. And we did. You know, I got scholarships to college and in law school and that sort of thing. So that's kind of how we ended up there in the state of Washington.
Well, to fast forward a little bit, what you were a former Marine and then you pursued law school and practiced as an attorney. What made you pursue that path?
Well, there's lots of things that went into that, but most of it had to do with the concept of fairness. I saw a lot of unfairness in the world. One of them struck home very close when my father, who became a sort of supervisor for farmers in the Yakima Valley, I remember one occasion very distinctly where the farmer said, by the way, he had the same name as I did.
The farmer's name was Michael Pacheco. No,
my father, he told my father, he says, you get me these people, harvest the crops, by such and such a date, and if our yield is, you know, X, Y, and Z, you get a big bonus. And my father said, yeah, I like that. I like that. And so he was motivated. He accomplished everything that he set himself, you know, goals to accomplish. And yet when it came time for the bonus, the farmer says, I've changed my mind. I'm not going to pay you that bonus. And my father was just dumbfounded because, you know, we had the social contract. My father didn't study Locke, John Locke, or anything like that, but he knows a contract is a contract. You're supposed to honor that. And he took the farmer at his word, and I thought, that is so unfair. he had no recourse. Mm-hmm. My father himself had a high school education, but that was about it. And I think that was the genesis where I thought, I'm going to be a person who will make it fair for individuals like my father and people in his situation. But that was only one. There were other things that I saw as I was growing up, and that's why I ended up, you know, studying law.
Right. You were even talking about you actually started law school out east at Georgetown University, and then
yes,
due to some family circumstances, you had to move back here.
Well, it had to do with my father once again and my mother. Of the 10 children, I was the only unmarried one when I started law school at Georgetown. My father on the West Coast here had cancer. I knew that he was dying. My family knew he was dying. Everyone knew he was dying. And so I withdrew from Georgetown, came back to the West Coast, and sure enough, a year later, my father passed away. And that made me reconsider what priorities, you know, were more important for me and to me. I decided my mother was more important than law school at that time, and I stayed on the West Coast. It wasn't until 1987 I re-enrolled and went to Willamette, got my degree there. But it was family, and family will always carry, you know, big priority sticker on it when it comes to prioritizing matters for me.
Absolutely. Well, moving into your book now, what made you leave law and pursue a new career, new adventure in writing? Specifically, these are short stories, and you also have some poetry out there. What made you go into this?
And a novel.
And a novel, excuse me.
Actually, my first publication, major publication, was The Guadalupe Saints, mm-hmm. Published by Paragua Books. They were originally from Florida, but now I think their office is in London, I'm not sure. You know, it really was not a change career. It was more shifting into something that was under the surface. My first published story was, I think I was in the ninth grade. I wrote a story about Christmas and the commercialization of Christmas. It was actually nonfiction, and it was published, but it got my interest. It got my blood boiling just a little bit, you know, and it was always there. Well, while I was in law school, I was published 7 times in different law journals, but it really is different in fiction. And that's why these are called cuentos, because they're tales that my grandparents told me in one fashion or another. And of course, I took my imagination, weaved it into a story. And they're traditional in the sense that there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. You know, they're not moralistic stories, but they're fun stories, and I had fun writing them for sure.
Great. Well, you are listening to Between the Covers on KBOO Community Radio. I'm Sarika Mehta, and my guest is Salem-based author Michael Pacheco. We're talking about his new book, Of Angels, Demons, and Chop Chorizo, A Collection of Cuentos. And now we are joined by our friends Will and Sam, who will let you know how you can support shows like Between the Covers, which brings you conversations with local, national, and international authors on a weekly basis.
Me?
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here with the Pledge Central, and my friend Sam and I are pitching to try and raise some money for this fantastic radio show. And it is a very interesting radio show. Where else do you get these sort of in-depth interviews with the authors of such interesting books as, what is it, Angels, Demons, and Chopped Chorizo? I think this sounds fascinating. And you can show your support for this show and all the other shows on KBOO by dialing 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Or you can walk on in. We're at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Very easy to find. There's a big mural out front. And you will get to meet the lovely Zoe and her very cute dog, Max, if you come in right now and donate. We have a bunch of volunteers in the back waiting to take your donation. And we have all sorts. You can get the book. Obviously, you can get this terrific book, Angels, Demons, and Chopped Chorizo. And I'd also like to make a shout out to our friend Susan, who's a volunteer here. Her birthday is coming up very soon, and we're all very excited excited about that. There's many, many different people who volunteer here of all sorts of different abilities and skills, and we make this place happen through love and hard work. So please call us at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Or you can look us up online at kboo.fm. My man Sam wants to tell you more about it.
Check this out.
What?
Yes, we will not only make use of your talents and skills, and for those folks who want to volunteer their time as well as maybe some dollars to support KBOO, we will, if you don't already have the skills, we will impart them to you. This is your free University of the Airwaves. We have volunteers who will teach the new volunteers how to do everything that volunteers do at KBOO, which is just about everything that is done. We have a very small staff, hardly pay them anything. Everything else is done for free, just for the love. And so you know that when you call with your financial support, 877-500-5266. The dollars you put in are put to very efficient use. No waste here. No extravagances here. It's all going directly into the broadcast. Whether it's paying the bills, paying the light bill or the phone bill, we have to do a lot of phone interviews. We have to do a lot of internet research. That all adds up. And you help make it happen. You know, just replacing and repairing equipment that wears out is going to cost about $17,000 over the next year. So I'm looking for, you know, 200 or 20 of you to give $85. You can break that down to about $7 a month if you wish. However you do it, just do it right now when you call 877-500-5266. Support not only the current batch of up-and-coming broadcasting superstars, but the next generation as well. We're about to go back to a little bit more of what we're asking you to support, so make that call right now, 877-500-5266.
Well, I'm Sarika Mehta for Between the Covers, and I'm here with author Michael Pacheco, and we're talking about his book of Angels, Demons, and Chop Chorizo, a collection of cuentos. Well, first, you started to talk about the motivation behind the book being tales that your grandparents told you. So, especially the title. What does the title mean?
Yeah, a lot of people have said that. What does the title mean? Obviously, of angels and demons. There are stories in there of angels and others of demons. But then get stuck on the chop chorizo. As we all know, that's a sausage is popular in Spain and Mexico and mm-hmm. other Hispanic cultures. Well, the chop chorizo refers to pieces of stories, and that's how I collected it in my mind. Pieces of stories and experiences. You and I spoke about this before we got on air, about rural versus urban experiences. And as I was growing up in the fields of, you know, California, Oregon, Washington, they stuck in my mind, kind of like a food that you taste, you know, in a foreign country. And it stayed with me. And when I put it all together in the book, it was like cooking, and I cooked up this batch and I used chop chorizo.
I like that you can taste the feeling from another culture.
Absolutely.
So the description says that it's a collection of cuentos, these short tales that can actually, they're rather short, they're finished in one setting and they stay with you. I guess, what was your intent behind this style of writing?
Yeah, and it is intentionally that way. I've written stories that are, you know, 10, 15,000 words long, but those are not the stories in this book. These are shorter, and they're designed so that you can get a snippet of an experience, and that's what they are. It may be a 5-page experience, you know, it may be a 15-page experience, but it's a brief one. It hits home quickly, and I didn't want a novel or a novella, which, by the way, I have one on the burner right now. It's about the women of San Ignacio, once again, set in a rural setting. But that's longer. That's more like 122 pages long. These are 5, 7, maybe 15 pages at most. And by design, you can pick them up, read it, and be done with it before going to work or before going to sleep at night.
Which of these cuentos is your favorite? Do you have one?
I really don't. I really like La Paloma, which is
the last one,
a little boy in a mine in Chile. And as you recall, there was a Chilean disaster not long ago. It's based on that. In this story, the little boy is taken down by his father, who's a supervisor, and an earthquake takes place while they're down there. He gets trapped. To make a long story short, it's a sad ending.
It's a sad ending.
And to me, it's one of my favorites because I try to imagine being there myself, and it scared me. As I was writing it, it scared me. And people tell me the same thing when they get done. They're either crying or they want to. They're very saddened by it, which tells me I accomplished what I set out to do, and that's yank your emotional strings.
Well, and speaking of writing from these perspectives, in this case from the boy and his father, in the first story, in Nayeli's Nightmare, amongst others, you're writing from a female perspective. What is that like?
Oh, it's fun, because I just get to imagine whatever I think a woman might think. By the way, I belong to a writing group where there's 8 women and 2 men. I'm one of the 2 men. And boy, they tear my stuff apart.
I was going to ask about the authenticity.
I love it. And they give me pointers that I never would have thought of, even though I think, well, I'm a good writer. I've been writing for a long time. But they've got a perspective. They've got a unique way to see the same thing from a different angle. And Nayeli's Nightmare, not only is it about a young girl who can see death coming, but she's self-conscious. She's a little overweight. She's always popping candy in her mouth. And she's got the boyfriend going on, you know, the triangle with another sleazy girl trying to take him away. I can relate to a lot of that stuff. I've been in triangles myself when I was younger, but not from a female perspective. And so these women were invaluable to me as I edited that short story.
Well, you are listening to Michael Pacheco talking about his new book of Angels, Demons, and Chop Chorizo on Between the Covers. I'm Sarika Mehta, and I'd like to welcome back Will and Sam to speak with us about the importance of KBOO and shows like Between the Covers, giving local authors like Michael Pacheco a voice on the airways.
Well, Sarika, you pretty much hit it right there, that KBOO makes space for this kind of programming, that makes space for these kinds of stories told by these kinds of authors. The male author trying to write a female protagonist who actually takes feedback from actual women. That is shockingly and depressingly rare, and it's so gratifying to hear that there are these kind of conscious and forward-thinking men who actually listen to women when they're writing about them. And that's what you get on KBOO, this kind of, what is it, Will? Help me out here.
Information, this kind of great information about books that you would want to read, books that aren't going to insult your intelligence, books that aren't going to waste your time, books that are going to edify you, books you're going to learn from and enjoy, books you're going to recommend to other people when you're done reading them, because these books are the books that count. They're not the same generic junk you're going to hear interviewed with secret agents and all that malarkey. This is real books coming from real authors who have something to say, and we get these in-depth interviews thanks to KBOO, a great radio station that I know you want to support. So please call us at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. It's very important to do that, and it's very important to do that today because it's May Day. Isn't this a day of action? And especially on a beautiful, warm, sunny day with a lovely breeze out there, it's a day for action. So strike while the iron is hot and pick up the phone. With the other hand, and dial 877-500-5266.
And why not make a $60 donation to KBOO and claim your very own copy of Mr. Pacheco's book of Angels, Demons, and Chop Chorizo. It's a collection of cuentos and is an outstanding collection of 17 brilliant stories. And as Mr. Pacheco was saying, each one is six pages or fewer in length, so it's just nice little bite-sized bits. You can read one before bed, you can read one before you take off to get your day going. However you do it, you can have your very own copy with your pledge of support to KBOO, 877-500-5266. Make it, 625 a month, And in addition to the book, you can also have Friends of Trees plant a tree in your name, on your behalf. They've partnered up with KBOO because they recognize, as a community organization, the crucial importance of community-focused media to help get their message across. And that's what you're supporting when you support KBOO. You are supporting your very own self, your source of information and arts and culture programming to make you a fully informed and well-rounded citizen of your world.
That's right. And the word is community. It's part of KBOO radio station is a community radio station. You live in your community, and isn't the community very, very important? It's what makes us people. It's what makes this a great city to live in. And the community needs trees. The community needs great literature. The community needs information. We only learn from information. We only learn through KBOO radio station. And if you donate at 877-500-5266, that's 877-500-5266. If you donate right now, you do have the opportunity to get the great book that's being talked about right now. Plus, you could also get a terrific KBOO mug to drink your morning coffee in, or your afternoon coffee in, or your tea in, or anything you blinking well want. You just grab that phone and dial 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And don't forget, it's easy to donate online by looking up kboo.fm.
And I'm Sari Kemetha, and I'm here with Salem-based author Michael Pacheco, who is the author of Angels, Demons, and Chop Chorizo, a collection of cuentos. Well, back to talking about your favorite stories and the writing process. With your military and legal background, and inevitably the story of immigrating to this country, how does that play into your writing process? There are a couple of stories from this collection I'm thinking in particular. The first one, El Pinche Senador, and the fix in El Pachuco are two that stick out in my mind when we're talking about if perhaps some hypotheticals from your real life got played right out into your writing.
Right. You know, actually, it's a constraining sort of education when it comes to my fiction writing, because I have to break away from that way of thinking. When you start law school, you know, there's 3 years, basically. The first year, they say they scare you to death. The second year, they work you to death. And the third year, they bore you to death. But you're ingrained, you're indoctrinated to think a certain way. They call it analytically. Well, they succeed. It's like the Marine Corps. They indoctrinate you. And when you come out of there, you can walk through walls. You can take bullets in the chest. Nothing hurts you. You're a Marine. Likewise, when I'm writing fiction, I have to remind myself, okay, you're not in the law office anymore. You're in your family room. You're thinking about Nayeli. You're thinking about, you know, the senator in the short story, which the protagonist is a woman, by the way. She's a mm-hmm. reporter. And to me, it's a challenge. It really is. Because the fixing of Pachuco is about a young man charged with killing a police officer. And he's convicted in the story. That's not giving the ending away, but it's how the story is told, as people say, mm-hmm. that's of interest. And I think that's easy for me to write because it has to do with the legal field. But when I want to get away, it's hard. It kind of hamstrings me a little bit, and it's a challenge. I like it.
Are there ever stories that you write if an issue or if a situation hits too close to home that it becomes too difficult to write? Do you ever have that?
Oh, no. I love that challenge. In fact, if you read Panis Angelicus, mm-hmm. About a little boy in the desert who hears music far off, and he asks permission to go see the musicians, and he goes to the music, and there's nobody there. And he hears the music again, and he goes a little further, and he can't find it. It's kind of scary. Well, that's based on a true story. That happened to my father, who played with mariachis in Mexico. And when he was a little boy, he did that. That was my father in that story, Panis Angelicus.
Wow. Unfortunately, we're running out of time, so I guess my last question is, what is next on the horizon for you? You mentioned you have a novel in the works?
Yes. It's called The Women of San Ignacio. And I think it's my best work yet, but it's also a lot of fun. Once again, it's a woman protagonist in a village that's losing all their men They're very rural, and they go to worship a god, and they jump into a hole that's actually a portal into another dimension. So there's a little fantasy, paranormal stuff going on there.
Right. The fantastical element of the stories is also, it gives it a different layer, which I really appreciated when I was reading. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, we are out of time. Thank you so much, Michael Pacheco, for joining us on this membership drive special of Between the Covers on KBOO Community Radio. Michael Pacheco is the author of Angels, Demons, and Chop Chorizo, a collection of cuentos. Based out of Salem, he also is soon finishing up working at a legal firm. You can learn more about him and his work at michaelmpacheco.com. You can also buy his book on amazon.com and at Barnes & Noble. And for KBOO Community Radio, I'm Sarika Mehta. Thanks for listening.
KBOO, an ear to the streets of Portland, are proud to welcome local artist and poet Taria Autry, the author of her latest book of poetry, Roots, Reality, and Rhyme, May 1st, 2014, starting at 7 o'clock p.m. Taria will be performing excerpts from her book of poetry live on KBOO Airwaves and will also be available for a book signing at KBOO Radio. Stay tuned for Freeform Fabulous Thursdays for an intimate night of 60 soul music following Ear to the Streets. That's Thursday, May 1st, 2014, from 7 o'clock p.m. for Ear to the Streets of Portland, followed by a Freeform Fabulous Thursday right here on your community radio, KBOO 90.7 FM, and online at www.kboo.fm.
Good morning, and welcome to the May edition of Black Book Talk. We are honored this morning with a special guest for you. Her name is Sharon Draper, and she writes books for young adults. She writes wonderful books, and she's written lots of books. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here with you.
We're also here, as usual, with
Patricia Welch, the library lady.
And O.B. Hill with Reflections Mirror Image.